I'm James Pease for Take 5, Building Operating Management's podcasts on topics of interest to building and facility executives. The rising cost of water impacts building operation in ways it never has in the past. Now building owners must address water issues and water's relationship to sustainable design. Non-residential facilities consume more than 40% of their total water balance in the restrooms, so controlling how much water is used there should be a high priority. Our guest today is Jim Allen, Water Conservation Manager of Sloan Valve, not only a leading provider of restroom and water conservation solutions, but a green company in general. Sloan recently signed a landmark agreement to offset all of the energy they use at their Franklin Park facility with clean, renewable energy, making it one of the largest corporate users of renewable energy in the plumbing industry. Jim, with water conservation being such an important topic these days, why haven't building owners and operators put more thought into the efficiency of their plumbing systems?
Well, that's a really good question. Traditionally, a lot of building owners and operators rarely considered the plumbing portion of their building. I think now, with limited clean water supplies and raising water costs across the country, and I think an increase in public awareness to issues related to water, I believe that building operators need to start caring a lot more about the systems within their building. And I think conservation right now is growing and is on the top of minds with a lot of these people.
And one of the ways to conserve, I would guess, is the use of water-free urinals. But are they gaining acceptance in the marketplace?
Water-free urinals have been around for no less than 15 years. Here at Sloan Valve, we've been producing them and selling them for about 4 years, and we've seen a tremendous increase in the popularity of this technology. From its infancy, it was always kind of put in a question mark in people's mind, well, what if this technology doesn't work? Is it going to have an odor and these types of things? And I think as people have been trying them and putting them into facilities, they found, hey, this thing does work. With proper care and maintenance, this is going to be a trouble-free and an odor-free product. And by the way, you're going to save tens of thousands of gallons of water per unit per year. So I think in the spectrum of how this product is being accepted, it's definitely increasing, and it's growing at a very rapid rate to the point now where you'll find water-free urinals in just about every application you can think of, from high-rise, high-performance, efficient building designs, to schools, to airports, to universities and stadiums. I think the acceptance of this technology is growing, and we have a pretty optimistic future on that trend to continue in the future.
What about other water-efficient technologies? Is there a benefit in installing, say, touchless low-flow faucets?
Touchless low-flow faucets are a great example of a retrofit that can be put into a facility which would not only improve the efficiency and water efficiency in conservation, but improve the hygiene. I think more and more building owners are trying to improve the hygiene within a facility so that we limit the amount of cross-contamination we get from people going either to a workplace, to a school facility. And with the increased awareness and somewhat disturbing alarm of some of the things like SARS and bird flu, a lot of times people are looking for all sorts of ways that they can go into their facility and put in new devices that are going to limit that cross-contamination point and hopefully improve hygiene within their building. So you have kind of a double benefit with going with some of these retrofits. You can put in a retrofit faucet, you get the hygiene benefit, you get the water conservation benefit. You can go to your flush valves, which are typically manual handles, change those over to sensor controls, and again, you achieve that hygiene benefit. So I think as you look, as building operators are looking at their bathroom, one of the main trends that's been growing that we've noticed here is the retrofitting from old traditional manual style product to the sensor-controlled, hygiene-oriented type of products in the bathrooms.
What's your advice, Jim, to those who are trying to balance the initial costs of these retrofits compared to the cost of the product over its life cycle?
Well, that's always the challenge that a lot of building owners are faced with, whether they're putting together their budgets for the year. It's an important discussion to have or thought process to go through. First of all, you want to make sure that what you're looking at is a true cost analysis. In other words, if you were to compare, take a faucet, for example, putting in a manual faucet oftentimes would be a cheaper installation from a standpoint of, the faucet might be a little cheaper than electronic. However, the water savings of an electronic faucet are actually going to, for the life cycle of that product, going to actually be more beneficial than as a manual tap, in that a manual tap can be left on and run. If it's in an application like a school, for example, they're notorious for letting taps run in those types of instances. So there's things related to performance of products that have to be considered when you're doing your life cycle cost analysis. Things also like upfront costs of things like paper towel dispensers versus hand dryers, where a paper towel dispenser may be lower, in some cases even a giveaway item, but the continuous cost of paper and the mess associated with it versus a clean, hygienic, hands-free hand dryer would eliminate those expenses and annuities of papers and so on. So I think you have to look at the technologies that you're going to be considering for your facility, look at the way the performance is coming in, whether it be water savings or things like paper replenishment and so on, and try and manage your calculations to have the true costs of all of those items.
So how else does the company demonstrate its dedication to conservation and promote sustainability? Is this a company-wide philosophy?
Well, we're members of the United States Green Building Council. They're the authors of the LEED program, and that's a lot of articles are being written, and a lot of seminars and sessions and conferences are discussing these high-performance or LEED-certified buildings. Sloan has got LEED-accredited professionals on staff. I'm one myself, and we promote an understanding of that type of program, not only to our own people across the country, but to facility owners, to architects, to designers, and help to promote that type of thinking. We've completely absorbed it as a corporation, as a way of thinking. And we are doing things not only developing products that are sustainable or at least efficient from a standpoint of energy or water, but within the four walls of what we do and how we do it at Sloan Valve Company, we promote things like recycling. We do programs in here to improve employee health and well-being. We have all kinds of nice kind of soft things you might want to say about how we take care of our employees that mean kind of are in step with our commitment to our community, to our employees, and to a sustainable business approach so that we're lowering our impact on the environment. That just means that Sloan believes that we should do our part as an organization, as a corporation, to support things like renewable energies, to lessen, this country's, foreign oil requirements and these types of things, and lessen our own carbon output. So there's a whole program within Sloan Valve Company that deals with greening Sloan itself. So it's beyond just producing a product that saves water or a toilet that flushes on a half a gallon or whatever. It's more of how we do business as a corporation, how we think as individuals within the corporation, and things we do in our corporate lives and hopefully in our daily lives that makes Sloan have a real positive impact as a corporation on the environment.
Thanks, Jim. Our guest today has been Jim Allen, Water Conservation Manager with Sloan Valve. I'm James Pease, and this has been Take 5.